Hey guys, it's Christian.
I'm Nayana.
I'm Grace.
And today we'll be talking about graphene color synesthesia.
Take a look around you. Are there any books around? If so, what colors are the letters of the title? For most people, they're all black, but for some, it's a rainbow. The people that do see different colors most likely have graphene color synesthesia.
For those who don't know, synesthesia is a condition in which one feels crossing over of senses.
This synesthesia is one of the most common forms of synesthesia, and because of the extensive knowledge of the visual system, one of the most studied. Many celebrities have had synesthesia. For example, Kanye West, Charlie XCX, Billy Joel, Mary J. Blige, and Lorde. People with this type of synesthesia often have a perfect pitch because they can associate a certain note to a certain color. Another common type of synesthesia is known as graphene color synesthesia. People with this condition will see alphabet letters or numbers in certain colors.
While it is extremely unlikely that any two synesthetes will report the same colors for all letters and numbers, studies of large numbers of synesthetes find that there are some commonalities across letters. For example, A is most likely to be red. Early studies argue that graphene color synesthesia was not due to associative learning, such as from playing with colored refrigerator magnets, which does seem unlikely. I mean, if that were true, a lot more people would have it, maybe even me. However, one recent study that has documented a case of synesthesia in which synesthetic associations could be tracked back to colored refrigerator magnets. Despite the existence of this individual case, majority of synesthetic associations do not seem driven by learning of this sort. Rather, it seems that more frequent letters are paired with more frequent colors, and some meaning-based rules, such as B being blue, drive most synesthetic associations. There has, however, been a lot more research as to
why and how synesthesia occurs with more recent technology and how synesthesia has become more well-known. It has been found that graphene color synesthesia have more gray matter in the brain. Graphene color synesthesia tend to have an increased thickness, volume, and surface area. Though not certain, these differences are thought to be part of the reasoning for the presence of graphene color synesthesia.
Some people do have a definite color connected to two particular letters or numbers in their minds. The association seems obvious to that person, who will speak about that color association as if it were normal. They might comment about the colors in which letters appear to them. For example, I don't like the color that A7 is. This sort of person can easily pick out similarly shaped letters or numbers in a pattern because they see 3 and E and 8, for example, in a different color. Although the colors that different synesthetes associate with letters, numbers, or groups of written symbols differ between people, they tend to be consistent for a given individual. If you associate the color blue with the number 3, then you tend to always make the same symbol color association, which makes it easy for you to find 3s. Unless they are surrounded by other symbols, perhaps the letter F or the word freedom, that your mind also associates with a similar shade of blue. Note that people affected by graphene color synesthesia will not necessarily associate a 3 in the word 3 with the same color. which can certainly be cause for confusion when discussing the condition. Ask them what color 3 is, and you will get a different answer than if you ask them what color the word 3 is. It is important to understand that although some people will actually see the color on the printed page when it is not there, many people merely see the color in their mind. Black numbers and letters look black to them in the physical environment, but will nevertheless carry the color connection in their minds when they see or think about those specific numbers. Me and my group learned a lot about grapheme color synesthesia. One of the things we learned is that it is one of the most common forms of synesthesia, and it is one of the most studied because of the extensive knowledge of the visual system. We also learned that even though many people might have this type of synesthesia, not all synesthetes might see the same thing. Another thing we learned was that even though it can be viewed as a disadvantage, it can actually be helpful because people with this type of synesthesia are able to pick out different numbers and letters because of their colors, which might help them stand out.